dost thou not care that millions are dying, dying in sin and despair, waiting for someone to tell them of Jesus? Yes,
song. What a great truth today. Take your Bibles and we're going to turn to the book of Daniel chapter number 6. If you have your Bible, please turn in the Word of God. And as you find that, if you would stand to your feet as you're able, Daniel chapter 6. And we'll begin reading in verse number 1 and down to verse 11. So if you didn't get your Bible reading in, we'll get about half the chapter in right now. And so if you would turn there, please, as we look at this passage this morning. Very familiar passage and story that many learned growing up in Sunday school or hearing in Bible stories and songs. And Daniel chapter 6, in verse number 1, we'll read down to verse 11. As you follow along, I'll read the scriptures this morning. The Bible says, "It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these 3 presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was found in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, forasmuch as he was faithful. Neither was there any error or fault found in him." What a great testimony, isn't that? "Then said these men, 'We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God.' Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, 'King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors, the princes, the counselors, and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing that it may be not changed, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house. And his windows being open in the chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed, and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Lord, I pray that you'd help, Lord, today. As the word of God is preached, help me, Lord, to say what I should and not what I shouldn't. Holy Spirit, would you please convict and move upon the hearts that is needed today, and move, Lord, especially in this area, if there's anyone that does not know you as their Savior, not knowing if they be in heaven or hell for all eternity, would you please convict and help them, Lord, to know you as Savior today and trust in you. Please bless the message and help, we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you for following along as we read the Word of God today. In Daniel 6, we find one of the most famous Bible stories you'll find in all the Bible. You'd have David and Goliath, Daniel in the lion's den, Jonah and the whale. You'd have a few there that most would know, and even people in the world that don't go to church would hear and know about these Bible stories. I think sometimes that we think of these as stories, as nursery tales and nursery rhymes, and we almost think of them as, oh, Daniel got thrown in the lion's den. If that was you, you would never sleep again. My eyes would never close. I'd close my eyes in the dark, and I'd picture lions right around me, angels closing their mouths. Your kids would never sleep again. Let's put it that way, which means you'd never sleep again too. And we think of this story here, this passage here, this real event that Daniel, the Bible says that he was preferred. He was put over these 120 princes and presidents and over the three on the top. And these men were so jealous against Daniel. They were so angry with Daniel, they wanted to see Daniel done. They didn't want him demoted, they wanted him killed. They didn't want his job, they wanted his life. And as they started to think how they could get rid of Daniel once and for all, they were sick of Daniel being preferred above the others. And they had this cruel thought as they got together, and they said, how about we make a rule, a law, bring it before the king, suggest to the king that no one can pray and ask anything of God or anyone else but of King Darius. And as they brought it before King Darius, and as you could tell, they were buttering him up. And they said, oh, king, live forever. And they had decided to leave Daniel's name out of their wicked, evil plot as they prepared to have him killed. And they said, oh, king, live forever. If anyone for 30 days prays or asks anything of anyone but you, would they be thrown in the lion's den? And the king, and I bet he kind of, you know, straightened his shirt out and kind of maybe fixed his crown and thought, that sounds like a great idea because I am the king and no one needs anything from anyone but from me. So sure, and he signed it into law, and that was put in place. And as Daniel did before time, his Christian faith and walk did not begin when the trial began. That's how many people start their real faith. They have their come to Jesus moment when God pulls the rug out and everything's done. Guess what? That's a good time to get things right with God, by the way, as well. When God pulls the rug out, you better wake up and realize that He is God and you are not. But Daniel's faith and his walk with God did not start at the trial. It did not begin the day that it was sealed and put in place and said, am I a Christian or am I not? Is my faith real or is it not? Am I going to pray today or not? He decided that long ago. He determined long ago that He is my God. I'm not praying to anyone else. I'm not bowing to anyone else. He's my God. And Daniel believed that so much that he said, I'll die for my faith. I'll give my life for my faith. I'll give my life for my God because He is God. Daniel, when he was brought into captivity in Babylon, his hometown destroyed, family was dead. He was taken there with a number of other young men that they thought these could be someone that we can teach the Babylonian language, and they were skillful. He was 15 to 17 years old at that time. But at 15 to 17 years old, young men and ladies, he decided, I'm willing to live or die for God as a teenager. It didn't start when he was an older man. That began as a teenager that he purposed in his heart. he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat. He decided, I'll live or die for God, no matter what anyone else does or doesn't do, because he is my God. He determined that as a young man at some point in his life. In this passage, he's not a young man, he's an older man. I won't say old because I don't want to have tomatoes or rotten eggs or anything thrown at me. An older man, a distinguished, let's put it that way, maybe around 80 years old, and someone I aspire to be someday, about 80 years old, not a young man anymore. He didn't have the strength to think, well, I could fight off the lions. That'd be foolish to think. But a young man may have thought that because young men have foolish thinking. And he could have thought as a young man, I could run away from the lions and they'll never catch me, which would be another foolish thinking that a teenager might think they could do. But he thought this, if I prayed to God yesterday, I don't care what the law is. I don't care who sees or doesn't see. I don't care what the consequences are. I'm praying to my God today just as I did yesterday and the day before because he's my God today whether I'm in a trial or not. No matter what the law says or not, I'm praying to my God because his faith in God was real. It was real. It wasn't fake. It wasn't phony. It wasn't show up to church and then check out from your Christian faith for the week. It was real no matter what anyone else said or did. Think about this. He was going to get thrown into the lion's den. Lions. More than one. One would be scary enough. Many of them would be scary. Thrown into the den of lions, and that was the decree, and he bowed his knee, and he prayed to his God, and he was literally thrown into a lion's den. Not figuratively speaking, literally. Now, I enjoy looking at lions through a fence. Multiple fences would be great. Up close on a screen of some sort, but to be up close is not the a way that I would like to go. Let's put it that way. A lion, they can pull up to 1,500 pounds. They can kill their prey in one single bite. Done. Extremely powerful. They can grow up to 550 pounds and up to 10 feet long. Not anything you want to play around with. That's not a little kitty cat. And the people that want to have exotic animals as pets have a death wish. I'm not asking for them to die. I just think if you live with an anaconda or a tiger or a venomous snake, eventually the wild in them is going to come out and your life is going to end. 550-pound lion, 10 feet long, and there was a den of these lions that no doubt had been starved to eat the prey of whoever the king wanted to throw in there. And as Daniel was thrown into that lion's den and it was sealed with a stone, there was something great about that. It was sealed with a stone, but God was in there. And the angels shut the mouth of those lions. Maybe they tried coming after Daniel, but their mouth would not open. Maybe they tried getting to a point and there was an imaginary force field. I don't know. I'm not trying to make up the story. But I don't know how it happened. Maybe they were trying to get at him, but God said, no, you can't. But the Bible says that God shut the mouths of those lions. And all night long, I could imagine Daniel was doing the same thing that got him into the lion's den. He was doing there. Oh, God, keep their mouths shut. Oh, God, keep their mouths shut. Oh, Lord, please keep them away. But he learned this through the lion's den, that God is real. Amen? That God is real. And he probably thought when he came out, I'm untouchable. I follow God. There's nothing you can do against me because my God is real. My God is real. Is your God real today? Is your God real today? Not a fairy tale. I'm not praying to somebody. You get to pray to the God of heaven. We sang that song, Sweet Hour Prayer. Sweet Hour Prayer. You get to come before the throne room of God. Speak to the God of this universe. And God hears and God answers. He's as much of a powerful God as he was in Daniel's time as he is today. That God is real. That God is alive. That God is powerful. That's the God that we serve today. Isn't that incredible? Daniel's God. Is that your God? Is that your God? We see, first of all, in these first few verses that Daniel was preferred above the wicked. It didn't start that way, but Daniel purposed in his heart in Daniel chapter 1, and he was promoted to a place, and he was preferred above all the wicked people around him, 120 presidents and princes, and the Bible says in verse 3, he was preferred above them. Why? Because he worked his way up the ladder of success, right? No, because the Bible says, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king, the Bible says, thought to set him over the whole realm. Kind of like Joseph in the Bible. Joseph was thrown into the pit. He was sold into slavery. He was brought to Potiphar's house, thrown into prison. And when he was in prison, what did they do? They set him over the prison. They said, you know what? You're in charge. The prisoner. You ever thought about that for a minute? The prisoner in charge of the prison. I know how that would go in any other circumstance. But Daniel, the Bible says, he was preferred above all those around him, these wicked men that served a false god and served this king. And he was promoted, preferred above all the others because an excellent spirit was in him. His testimony and his faith was known by everyone around him. Guess what? He didn't have secret Christianity. He didn't have CIA Christianity where I don't want anyone to know that I'm a Christian. I don't want anyone to see me praying, talking about my God. See, Daniel's faith was here for everyone to see and everyone to know, like it or not, he says, I'm a Christian. Amen? Like it or not, that's my God. And he was preferred, promoted above the others. We see, number two, that he was persecuted for his faith. He was promoted, but he was persecuted. He was persecuted. They said, I don't like Daniel being preferred above us. I don't like that, so let's make up a law just for him. That sounds a little bit like Christianity today. And let's make a law just for the Christian so you cannot worship your God. Let's make a law that you can't pray to anyone else for 30 days. And you know what Daniel did? He heard of it. Maybe he read it somewhere. Maybe it was posted. And he said, you know what? I'm going to do what I've done every other day. And he's going to swing the windows wide open. He's going to pray to his God. He was persecuted by those around him. You know what? Persecution is not new. Persecution is not new. You say, but they don't like me for what I believe. They don't like me for who I serve. Now, if they don't like us for us, that's wrong with us. If they don't like you for your faith and your God and what you believe, that's on them. Say, that's my God, and I'm not changing it for anyone. And the persecution came, and they got this lion's den ready for an 80-year-old man to be thrown into there. That's the cruelty of the nation and the wickedness of Satan, how he wants Christians to be destroyed and to be quieted and to be put away. But God will not be quieted. Amen? God will not be quieted. His work will continue on. He was persecuted for his faith. And as he prayed and they came near and told the king wasn't thinking about Daniel for some reason. He must have known he was going to pray. He must have known they were talking about Daniel. But when it came time and he reluctantly had to throw him in the lion's den. But I love it that King Darius, in verse number 16, the king commanded and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, look at this, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Even a wicked king said, the God that you serve, I know he's real. Amen? I know that he's real. And when you get thrown in, I know that God is going to protect you. He was persecuted for his faith, but when he was persecuted, he was still praying to his God. He was persecuted, but he was still praying to God. What does it take to get you to stop being and acting like a Christian? What does it take to get you to kind of hide your faith, to quiet your testimony, to stop being a witness to others? I'm not here to be antagonistic to the world. That's not the spirit we should have as a Christian. Sometimes we get a little bit prickly in our faith. Some of that is good, some is not good. But when your faith is attacked, what do? When you're challenged for your faith and they say, do you have a real faith? I've never been faced with the consequence of denying my faith and my life will be taken. I've never encountered that in my life. If I did, I hope and I pray that I stay faithful to God. I pray that I would face that persecution and say, no matter what you say or do, I'm not denying my God. I'm not denying my faith for anyone or anything. The Bible says in verse 10 and 11 here that Daniel, he knew the writing was signed. He knew it. It wasn't hearsay, he knew it. And he still, the Bible says, went to his house, the windows being open. My thought is this, Daniel, you could have closed the windows. No one would have known, right? No one would have known, but God would have known. Daniel, you're hiding your faith now? Didn't I help you back when you were 15, 16, 17 years old? Didn't I help you when you were 30, 40, 50 years old? Don't you think I can help you again? And I can imagine Daniel going there going, boom, windows open. He said, I'm praying like I did every other day, not for show, but to pray before his God. There is power in prayer. Do you believe that? Many times as a Christian, we think, well, what else can I do than pray? What else better can you do than pray? Than getting a hold of the throne of grace. Getting a hold of the throne of God and saying, God, I need your help today. Would you please move? Hey, that's an earth-shaking faith. That's a mountain-moving faith. That is a parting the waters kind of a faith where you bow your knee and pray to God and say, God, I need help today. Maybe Daniel was praying there, oh Lord, help me not get thrown in the lion's den, but if I do, would you please deliver me? I don't know what his prayer was, but God came through for Daniel. Amen? Trials may come in your life and you think, Lord, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Don't throw your faith away. Don't run away from God. You stay faithful to God and God will help you through the trial. You know what I want? Lord, help take the trial away from me. I don't like the trials. I don't want the trials. I don't want to go in the lion's den. It stinks there. It's dark there. It's scary there. Whatever your trial is, but God will help you through the trial. God may have allowed Daniel to be in that lion's den, but he helped him to come out the other side. Why? Because Daniel was praying. He was praying. Christian, what do you need to be praying for today that you've quit praying for? Christian, who do you need to be praying for that you've stopped praying for? Maybe you're praying, but you say, God, but my faith isn't what it used to be. Keep praying. There, prayer makes the difference. Call unto me, the Bible says, and I will answer thee. And show thee what? Great and mighty things which thou knowest not. You call on the name of the God of heaven, and God can move mountains. God can part oceans. God can have quail and manna from heaven. God can do anything because God is real. That God's alive. He was praying to his God. But then verse number 18, we see that he was protected by his God. He was protected as he was thrown in there. The Bible says the king went to his palace and he passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. He was pacing back and forth, worrying what may happen about with Daniel. And the king arose early in the morning and went in haste to the lion's den. And then he came to the den. He cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lion's den? The world is watching your faith. Think about that. They're watching your faith. Is your faith real? Is your God real? They're watching. They're listening. Is your God able to save you, Daniel? As he cried out, as he waited for a response. Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouths, and they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then the king was exceeding glad for him, and commanded they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. God knew exactly where Daniel was, didn't he? We go through trials and think, God, you've forgotten about me. No, God knows exactly where you are. He knows exactly what you're going through. But will you be faithful to God even in the lion's den? Will you be faithful to God even when it seems, God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why have you left me, God? He knows exactly where you are. He knows exactly what you're going through. But will you keep your faith unto your God? God kept him safe because he believed in his God, and God protected him. Look down in the next couple of verses here. This is similar to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Don't you think, don't mess with the God of heaven? Wouldn't you think that? The ones that threw the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, they were kept alive. The fourth man, like the Son of God in them. Their clothes were not burned. They did not smell like the smoke, but God was with them in the fire. And when they were cast in, those that cast them in were burned up. Wouldn't you think, don't mess with Daniel's God? They didn't learn. And in verse number 24, the king commanded, they brought these men, which had accused Daniel. Guess what? God will take care of it. Amen? What about my accusers? God will take care of them. Daniel never brings up his accusers. God took care of them. He brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions. Them, their children, and their wives, and the lions had the mastery of them, and break all their bones in pieces, or ever they came at the bottom of the den. Them and their family thrown in the lion's den, where the Bible says before they even touched the ground, the lions had caught them, broke their bones, had killed them and their family. God will take care of it. God will take care of it. He was protected by his God. He was protected by his God, and then he was prospered by his God. Look at verse number 28. We'll look down at this verse here. I'm sorry, let's go back to verse 25. Then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell on the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree. Now there's a new decree that came out. Not that you can't pray to God, but quite the opposite. That in every kingdom, every dominion of my kingdom, men shall tremble and fear before the God of who? The God of Daniel. For he is the living God and steadfast forever. And his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. That God knew exactly where Daniel was, that God protected Daniel because of his faith in God. But then in the end, the decree was made that no one prays to anyone but Daniel's God. I want everyone to know that if you serve another God, Daniel's God is real. Daniel's God protected him, that he saved him, that he is the God of heaven. Is your God real? Amen? Is your God real today? He's alive. He's real. He's powerful. He knows exactly where you are. Too often we think, oh God, I don't know where you are. God, I think you've forgotten about me. God, I've been faithful to you and you let this happen in my life. You've been there before? God, you let me go through this trial. You stay faithful to God. You keep praying. You keep following God. In the end, you see how God delivers you. You don't always see it in the trial, right? You don't always see it in the trial. God, I don't understand what I'm going through. I don't understand the trial. I don't understand the difficulty. I don't understand the accusers. Just because I prayed to my God, what do they have against me? It's really nothing against you. It's against your God, right? It's really not against you. It's about they're against your God. And in the end, you keep your faith, and God will protect you, that God will rescue you, that God will deliver you, and you will be prospered and protected in the hand of God. As we finish today, is your faith in God real? Is it real today? Hey, you get to the lion's den, you better hope you have a real faith, don't you? I think too many people on the way down in the lion's den think, oh God, I want to be a real Christian now. I want to have real faith. Maybe too late. May we have a real faith before God before the trials. Maybe you're in the midst of a trial and you think, God, maybe you're not learning from the trial. God is bringing a difficulty upon your life and God is trying to teach you something. Are you listening? Are you learning? Are you watching? Because God is real. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. There's correction or there's blessing and protection from God. It depends on what side you are. God is real. God is powerful. God's in control. But is your faith real today? Heads bowed and eyes closed, please. No one looking around. We'll have a moment of invitation. Daniel had a real faith. He had a real walk with God.